Dedication for Jan Martin, February 11, 1969. Mr. Martin, a 53-year-old gentleman, new dialysis patient in ALMA, ALMA. He is a patient of Dr. David Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, recently in the hospital Spero Lansing from acute vascular event for a number of years since an anxiety attack, chest discomfort, eventually found to have a dissecting ascending aortic aneurysm type A, was in the hospital for 30 days. We don't have all the information, but he was hypotensive, in shock, required continuous dialysis initially for a number of days. Now, intermittently, they did open surgery, repair thoracic area, abdominal area. There was his surgical wound, slowly healing, was exposed to a number of antibiotics. Sounds like there was pericardial fluid requiring a pericardial drain. Apparently also chest tube fluid removal. Has a history of long-term hypertension, borderline diabetes on diet only, baseline creatinine 1.13. He was healthy before all this happening. Right now, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no blood in the stools or melena, no severe diarrhea, makes a small amount of urine, no burning cloudiness of blood. Recently, blood pressure runs low on dialysis. We have not been able to remove as much fluid. We stopped the Norvasc. Blood pressure looks now more acceptable. He developed complications of AFib in the hospital for what he is on Eliquis, Amiodarone, and Metoprolol. The dose of this was also decreased because of low blood pressure. He denies any active bleeding, nose, gums, stool, or urine. Denies having any chest pains. Has not been using any oxygen. Minor dyspnea and orthopnea, no coffee sputum production, no pleurity discomfort. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for overweight, hypertension, diet control, diabetes. Was not aware of kidney disease before. This type 8 aortic aneurysm dissection, the atrial fibrillation, presently anemia management, phosphorus management, parathyroid management, no prior event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or heart procedures, the recent problems of pericardial effusion and drain, sounds like pleural effusion also drained, he's not aware of chronic liver disease or hepatitis, he doesn't smoke now, used to briefly in the past, he does drink, however, alcohol, combination of beer and hard liquor, is not aware of chronic liver problems. Next paragraph. No reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications presently include Amiodarone, aspirin, Lipitor, stool softeners, melatonin, low dose of Metoprolol, Remeron, Protanix, Rembella, Miralaxena, Eliquis of the Norvasc. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, no respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3, normal eye movements, normal speech, no palpable neck masses, thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruit, JVD. The external abdominal wound has healed. Very distant breath sounds, as well as distant heart tones. I do not hear rap. There is obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or ascites. There is peripheral edema bilateral. He's able to walk by himself without focal deficit. Next paragraph. Chemistry shows anemia, 8.1. High ferritin, 1,087, with a low saturation, 8%. Has a dialysis catheter. Has been dialyzed for 3 hours. clearance is pending. Weight baseline 121 kilos. Recently, however, too much fluid, close to 129. We've been removing 4 liters or less. Blood pressure begins high in the 150s over 80s, goes down in dialysis, sometimes 70s and 80s systolic. Most recent albumin 3.6 and potassium of 4.2 and a 2 potassium buff. Phosphorus at 4 with a calcium 8.9, PTH 282. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient started as acute kidney injury associated to type 8 thoracic ascending aneurysm, likely ATN. Surgery was done on September 26, so he's already more than a month. He understands there might be a chance that his kidneys will not improve. The most recent creatinine around 9. We discuss about dialysis. We adjust clearance according to URR of 70%. Time might need to be increased. Concerned about this unstable blood pressure, but he denies external bleeding or new abdominal or chest or back pain to suggest any potential leakage from the repair. He denies any gastrointestinal bleeding. He has severe anemia, and we are going to continue EPO treatment and iron replacement as needed. Has atrial fibrillation, as indicated above, anticoagulated, antiarrhythmics, and rate control, a low dose of metoprolol, presently off Norvasc. According to records, the surgical repair was September 26, and they did a mediastinal and pleural washout external closure the day after September 27. We will obtain the details of the discharge summary, the last echo. We might need to repeat that to make sure that there is no persistent or evolving worsening pericardial effusion to explain the low blood pressure. Continue educating the patient about the modality options in-center home. We will advise and adjust treatment for nutrition, potassium, calcium, phosphorus, PTH. He lives alone, but family are close by. Monitor glucose. All questions answered, end of dictation.